This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cavs are fun again. They were fun yesterday. And you know what? We're going to have some fun today. Anthony Lima, Garrett Bush, audio courtesy of FanDuel. Owen giving me looks like you wouldn't believe. We're so happy to be here on a huge Cavaliers break the losing streak Monday. Garrett, welcome into the show. Kenny's off today.
Yeah, it was supposed to be doom and gloom. We were supposed to be out of here. We were supposed to do some numbers today.
Well, we were plotting during the first half.
Yeah, it was.
We were on the phone during the first half.
And then they just turned into the old Cavs. The old Cavalanche thing happened. And, they got busy out there. So, it looks like the Cavs are back to being fun again, right?
At least yesterday, against the Jazz, they have one more game on this West Coast trip. It seems like the West Coast trip, as it did when LeBron was here, even when you had the team, and maybe this is still the team, but even when it was LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love, like, you had anxious moments when you would go out west, and because you had the MAC tournament, you had the NBA, you had the NCAA tournament. Because of that, you get, rerouted out west for this trip. They still have one more game. They take on, Portland tomorrow night on the road, and then they come back for San Antonio. Finally, they can come back home. So, you knew, I don't know, people were talking about chasing 66 wins and, 70 wins. It was all sorts of craziness and it was all the records and franchise records and all that stuff. I think everybody is kind of like, let's calm down a little bit. Let's recalibrate. And I think even the fans that were like, yeah, it'd be awesome to get the franchise record, which looks in doubt right now, they'd have to almost win out. Garrett, I don't think anybody cares about that. I think it is a focus on bigger and better, smarter health. I think that's all the stuff, all the buzzwords people are talking about right now.
Yeah, I like the L's. I like those four L's in a row because what it did, it brought you right back down to earth. All that good talk about franchise wins and we about to break this record and can't nobody, people laughing and doing all that good stuff. And they realized really quickly, they lost to Orlando at home. And they said, hold on. Hey, you guys can lose. Orlando feels like they got your number a little bit. Then you go out west and you get to Kevin Durant that looks like Kevin Durant, the old KD. Then Kawhi Leonard turned back and James Harden played well in those games. So it's like, when you have those four losses, now the coach can come in and say, I told y'all, I told you you gotta rotate on defense. I told you you gotta still have energy if your 3-point shot isn't falling down. And I think it does a good job of not only resetting the team, but it resets the fans and their mentality of this thing is gonna be a little more difficult than we thought.
Well, you're getting the typical, for the people that really know the NBA, they laugh about March every year. They're like, man, you guys read way too much. The casual fan reads way too much into March. And normally, because of March Madness, the NBA kind of takes a back burner. You see the tanking teams. They really understand what the mission is. And the really good teams, especially if they're slotted, like this year, it seems like the Cavs have been slotted at 1, Boston slotted at 2, Knicks at 3. Mm-hmm. And in the East, it's kind of seemed that way, where you heard Atkinson even speak to it last night. Like, yeah, we're focused on switching up rotations. You're going to see some stuff you might not necessarily see because it's all about a playoff run, you know, even though you have still plenty of games left.
Yeah, it seems like it's been slotted for like months now. Like, the New York Knicks aren't going to make a run at it. Boston almost seems to have almost like said, yeah, we have come to the conclusion that we're not going to catch the Cavs, but then again, we don't need to. They have playoff pedigree. They got 5 or 6 dudes, it seems like, that's won an Olympic team. They know what pressure is. They know what that feels like. So they feel that they're good 1, 2, 3, or 4, wherever they're slotted in the East. They feel that they got a good opportunity to come out.
So I want to get to some sound here in just a second. But G. Bush, we haven't had you in a while, at least in this time slot with me. And so I'm really curious because on Friday, this show, we were all unanimous. We were not panicked. We were not losing our minds. You know, there were some developing trends when it comes to the backcourt that, all right, let's hope this is just some temporary regression, maybe just a shooting slump. You know, it's been amazing how the Cavs have just had so few of those this year from anybody on their team. They've always had different guys to pick it up. But when they lost that Phoenix game on Friday night, I mean, I have to say, like, yeah, Phoenix shot well, but we're not just going to chalk every game up to, well, they shot well and we didn't. Like, Phoenix just looked better.
Yeah.
Like, they looked like the Phoenix that had everybody going nuts when they traded for Kevin Durant and they were going to pair with Booker. Like, it just looked like a better team. I thought the Clippers game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, and again, Clippers made shots. I felt like the Clippers, you're like, if you had not watched basketball all year and that was the only game you'd watch, you'd be like, yeah, they got Kawhi and they're just better. It was weird to see the Cavs kind of get pushed around on this trip. You expect some dead legs like that. That happens to teams when they go coast to coast. Same thing when the West Coast teams go to the East. Like, that's fine. I'm willing to, like, you're going to miss maybe more shots. Maybe shots are coming up short, whatever. But that was the only thing that was a little alarming was, man, those teams, like, if we had to play those teams in a series, who's guarding Kevin Durant? Who's guarding Kawhi Leonard? You might have made a trade that I think absolutely elevated your team, but still nobody can guard those guys.
It's one of those things where, you know, Kawhi Leonard, like, that was the alarming one. I was like, oh, Kawhi hitting that? Okay,
it wasn't Kevin Durant's 18 in the third quarter.
I said, "Oh, KD looks really motivated today." I think where I come off with the Cavs is this: I don't think that we're going to learn anything, or a blowout win over the Jazz is not going to make you feel better. That was supposed to happen. That was on the schedule. And we knew probably that they were going to come back and bounce back from that a little bit, even though the first half was kind of a little touch and go. Now, here's the thing. When you get to these playoff games and when you start to see the good teams, the Celtics, the Knicks, you take a look at a bunch of teams, the Lakers, you can go back out and look at the Denver Nuggets, the Oklahoma City Thunder. When you start dealing with the great teams that have playoff pedigree, you're automatically going to give them the nod of the cap because those guys know they could go to another level and turn it up a little bit and say, well, listen, in a 7-game series, are you going to beat Luka or LeBron? It's tough. 7 games, can you mess with KD? Not when he's shooting like that. You're going to have to play. And for the Cavs, we haven't seen some of our guys ascend to that level where it was like, oh, if Donovan Mitchell plays like that, you're not winning. We've seen Tatum do it. We've seen Jaylen Brown do it. But we've yet to see a Darius Garland or Evan Mobley just take over a series and just be like, yeah, you guys are, we're better than you.
Now, I've seen Donovan take over some series. I've also seen him have some rough series just shooting-wise where next thing you know, Jalen Brunson's outplaying him.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen that happen in two different series. So Donovan is kind of a roller coaster.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But I do know he has the Celtics number. I know he's in their heads a little bit. Darius is has a lot to prove.
Yes,
come playoff time.
A bunch. Even Donovan. I think Donovan knows. Like, yeah, like we do. I'm doing my thing, and I know that I really step up against the Celtics. But for him, it's getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's beating the Celtics, because he's on that tier where, yeah, Donovan Mitchell was good, but he's not seen as Tatum, he's not seen as Brown, he's not seen as Luka or some of these other guys. And for him to get there, he has to put the team on his back and say, oh, I beat the Celtics in a series that counts. And you bring up a very good point about Darius Garland. As a number two, it's a lot to be desired. When you put that pressure on him, he gives the ball up a little bit. He's a little less efficient in hitting the runner later in the season. And then we talked about it a little bit yesterday. When the playoffs come, his game does not translate to the playoffs, because they're going to be more physical on the ball. They're going to let them play a little more physical, bumping and different things like that. And if he can't hit that teardrop, if he can't get to the lane and get the lob and get bigs involved, it's tough to just have the whole defense looking at you and knowing what you're going to do and put points on the board.
216-474-0092. We got plenty to talk today. We're obviously going to get some big Browns rumors, another rumored wide receiver trade. We've seen Andrew Berry do that from time to time. We got March Madness. I want to know if it's the same to you. If March, what did you think of the opening weekend of the tournament as we had games right here in Cleveland? We welcome people probably heading to the airport from Alabama, getting the hell out of here. You got Michigan State fans that are making their way out. Mitch was there. In fact, we might have a whole segment devoted to Mitch at the Madness. And then we've got Danny Cunningham. We've got Daryl Ryder coming up later today. Danny at 7:20. Daryl at 8. We've been talking about fun, right? You heard yesterday during that Cavs broadcast the entire day, it was about, you know what? We were gonna have a grueling practice and things kind of change. Kenny Atkinson kind of spoke to that. And did you see anything change with that team? Here's the head coach of the Cavs.
there's so many checks and balances in this league. You dive deeper into the whys of the losses, both analytically and film, and then you feel your locker room and see how the guys are feeling about it, and obviously your coaching staff. And that was part of a fun practice yesterday. Didn't help us make shots, that's for sure, but you know, just sometimes you got to lighten the mood at this point in the season. So we definitely didn't overreact, because I think if we were reacting to it, we would have had a tough practice yesterday.
All right, he says they're not overreacting to it. I have seen, it's social media, there's always the push and pull, there's always the Homer fans versus the trolls and the cynics and the haters. And so I watch these conversations play out over the weekend. I run it by then real people in real life, to see what people are saying about these things. I'm not getting panic from anybody, but I wonder if anybody is recalibrating and they wonder if, look, the Celtics are healthy and the Cavs are healthy. Could be a really fun series, but in the end, it's still going to be the defending champs.
I think the recalibration happens because no matter what the Celtics do, if they win or lose games, I think what basketball fans want is a style of basketball that they can see and they can get used to and understand that that's how they're going to play. The Celtics are the Celtics. They don't play differently compared to if they're playing the Cavs or the Sixers or the Thunder. They play their style of basketball. But for the Cavs, it seems when the Cavs play teams that are a little bit tougher, a little more physical, there seems to be a difference in the way they play the game. And if shots aren't falling for the Cavs, there's a lot of pieces and parts to their game that seem to tail off depending on whether they're making shots or not. And that's the little scary thing that happens where you're kind of like, I don't know if this was the playoffs, we can get that off.
Yeah, I know, like, Owen, you had said for months, it seems, that you didn't care anymore about the regular season just because the Cavs had been playing at such a level. Look at the rest of the Eastern Conference. Everybody's kind of slotted. I mean, the Cavs getting back on track yesterday got them to where the cushion is five. They're at five right now, still over Boston. Boston, to me, put up the white flag a month ago on the number one seed. So I don't think you're going to see them go into overdrive or anything to try to steal that away.
There's 11 games left, so Cavs would have to go 5-6, and Boston went out for them to outright win.
So basically, the Cavs have to have an injury. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's the only way. But again, Boston, if you look at the way they've been managing minutes, so this is going to be, you know, the Cavs are going to be a one seed. If anything, they've played their way to where it's going to be hard for them to get the number one overall seed.
Yes.
Right now, it's a two-game lead for Oklahoma City. I'm not sure who has the tiebreaker because they split the head-to-head. So whatever the next tiebreaker is, Mitch, look into that. But because that could be important.
Maybe they can just line up and play horse against each other.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because that's apparently what got them back on track yesterday.
Play horse now.
Did you... Garrett, was it horse for you, or did you have a word you can't say on the radio? We had words we couldn't say on the radio that we used to use.
We used to do cow.
Because you just were bored of the game and you wanted it over faster?
Yeah, it was quick. It was quicker. So cow was like, yeah, get up out of here. Like, give me somebody else up in here. We used to actually play, I don't know what they call it now. It used to be like kind of king of the hill. It would be three dribble continuous one-on-one. So you kind of see some of the guys do it in the Olympic, or not the Olympics. You know, on the Olympic team, they'll get the ball at the top of the key, got three dribbles to get where you're going to go, and you pull up. If you score, you stay on. If you lose, you're off. And then if you do get a stop, if they miss a shot, the guy on defense goes offense. So we used to do that all the time, like, you know, just trying to work out the kinks a little bit.
Did it get physical?
Yeah, it got physical because you only had three dribbles. Like you ain't have all the time in the world to get to where you want to go to.
So. I hated horse. I do wonder what an NBA game of horse would look like with premier shot makers and these guys can, you know, shoot from anywhere. Like, what's your go-to? Where are you going to, like, end a run or to seize control of a horse matchup? Where the hell is Donovan Mitchell? Donovan Mitchell can shoot a normal three-pointer from half court.
Right.
Just pull up normally.
Everybody has unlimited range. That's why I don't think people play cow or horse or none of that no more. They were just like, all right, let's play one-on-one, three dribbles. Let's see who wins. And, you know, play to five or something. But, yeah, guys can pull up. By the way, have you seen a guy named Lethal Shooter on the internet?
No.
Dude, dude, you got to check him out.
I know what I'm doing during the break.
Lethal Shooter.
Yeah, I mean, just the nickname alone.
I've only seen Brian Scalabrine elbow an old guy in the face.
There's a guy named Lethal Shooter who does these NBA trick shots. He beat this, like, Japanese robot. It was a Japanese robot that is calibrated to not miss any threes, and it doesn't. Lethal Shooter beat him.
Give the robot.
Garrett Bush, everyone. Yeah. We've made it to the point in the show. I've always wondered what Garrett was going to bring that is off the beaten path, and there it is. Japanese robot basketball.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.